right? Welcome to this installment of Motivational Monday, the last Monday here in August. Well, today I want to encourage you for this time of motivation to be yourself. Yes, to be yourself. And I have a vignette I want to share with you to inspire these thoughts. It's Sunday morning at First Friendly Church. The members are seated in their pews and the pastor goes up to the front and says, "Good morning, everyone. Let us begin our service today with prayer. Please bow your heads." And she goes on to say, "Dear God, you do nothing to stop the suffering in the world. You're a liar and your promises sicken me. I'm filled with anger towards you. In Jesus' name, amen." Now, does anyone have any announcements? Can you imagine the scene? It's difficult to imagine. Yet it should not be an uncommon experience in church or in any praying community. Because any real loving relationship naturally includes times when you are hurt or angry. Real love means being real honest. It means not hiding doubt, sadness, questions, or disappointment. Any prayer life that involves only happy feelings is a surface relationship. Do you remember Dan Taylor in the movie Forrest Gump? Taylor was a lieutenant in the Vietnam War. Wounded during a difficult battle, he ends up losing both his legs. Years later, still angry about the loss of his legs, he's working with Forrest on a fishing boat. On Sundays, he goes to church with Forrest, but sits in the back, too angry with God to participate in the service. One night, while fishing, they're hit by a horrific storm with crashing waves and swirling winds. The legless Taylor straps himself to the top mast of the boat, shakes his fist at the sky, and lets God have it. Screaming and cursing at God, he yells, "Come on! You call this a storm? You'll never sink this boat." Forrest Gump later comments that after this night of yelling at God, Taylor is able to find peace and gratitude toward God for his own life. You know, when we feel God is absent from us, perhaps we are absent from ourselves. You see, God is present in our hearts, but we are afraid sometimes to be with ourselves. We have so much anger or hurt. And so we might stay distracted, busy with other stuff, and we stop praying. Anything besides just being within ourselves. Praying our hearts implies praying all that's inside of us, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Only then are we truly in a loving relationship with God, a relationship where we can be honest about ourselves. Only then can God's love penetrate the depths of our being. Even Jesus prayed, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And in the book of Psalms, we find this prayer in Psalm 22. "Why, O Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourselves in times of trouble?" Also from Psalm 10, verse 1. Real prayer. Real wrestling, real conversation with God invites us to be ourselves, even when those around us may not accept who we are. This invitation is the gift of prayer to stay in touch with who we are and whose we are. Praying keeps us connected to our own heart. And I think as we do that, we soon discover that to be with God is to practice being with the truest part of ourselves. And Thomas Merton wrote, he said, "The great thing is prayer, prayer itself. If you want a life of prayer, the way to get it is by praying. You start right where you are and you deepen what you already have." And so for all of you out there listening to this podcast today, be who you are and deepen what you already have. And when you need to, let God have it. Just let God have it. Be authentically you with everything that you're feeling. If anything, we've learned in these recent months just how much pain and suffering and hardship there is in the world and within those that we love right next to us. You don't need to go searching for it. There is pain enough. And so what we can do is to engage and to love and to serve and to walk alongside and to, again, be fully, authentically human in this experience of faith. And so stay motivated as you explore this and how this impacts you for this word of the day. All right. Good day.